Welcome to this deep dive. In this lesson, we're exploring automation, AI, and evolving career opportunities. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now, let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
You know, it's great to be here for this one because I want you to just imagine something for a second. Imagine spending 4 years in college learning to execute this specific, highly technical sequence of tasks flawlessly. And then you walk into your first job and realize an algorithm literally just learned to do that exact sequence in about 4 seconds.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a terrifying thought experiment.
Right, but that is the jarring reality for millions of university students and, well, young professionals entering the workforce right now. But the secret to navigating this, it isn't to fight the algorithm or, you know, panic about your degree. The secret is learning how to become its manager.
I mean, that is such a necessary perspective shift because the dominant narrative out there is so binary, you know?
It's like
the robots are coming to take everything and we're all just going to be completely obsolete.
Exactly. It's very doom and gloom.
Right. But the reality of your future digital workplace is what is so much more nuanced than that. And I feel like to get a grip on what that future actually looks like, we first have to really untangle the terminology.
Oh, for sure.
Because people throw around words like automation and AI, like they mean the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But mechanically, they operate in completely different ways, right?
Yeah, they do. And honestly, understanding that mechanical difference is the very first step to future-proofing your career. So let's look at pure automation first.
Okay, lay it out for us.
So automation is when technology performs a repetitive, predictable task automatically. And it does this based on a very rigid set of pre-programmed rules.
Like an if-then kind of logic.
Exactly. It operates entirely on if-then logic. So if a customer clicks return item, then generate a shipping label, it is a closed loop.
Got it.
It does not think, it does not learn from its mistakes, and it definitely does not adapt to new, unseen circumstances. It is highly efficient for high volume, low complexity work, where you just need perfect consistency and zero human error.
Okay, so it's basically like a dishwasher.
A dishwasher.
Yeah, think about it. You load the dirty plates, you push a button, and it just handles the purely mechanical, repetitive scrubbing.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right. It saves you an immense amount of time, and you know exactly what you are going to get every single time you run it. But that dishwasher is never going to spontaneously invent a new recipe for dinner.
That is actually the perfect way to look at it. The dishwasher is just pure execution. So contrast that rigid execution with AI-augmented work.
Okay.
This is where the landscape gets incredibly dynamic. In an AI-augmented environment, the technology isn't just mindlessly repeating a rule. It acts as a probabilistic support system.
Probabilistic meaning?
Meaning it ingests massive amounts of historical data, identifies these really complex patterns, and then makes a prediction. Or it offers an entirely new recommendation based on those patterns.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's used to support human decision making, boost your daily productivity, and, you know, even generate first drafts of communication or code.
So if automation is the dishwasher, AI augmented work feels much more like having this incredibly well-read, highly advanced sous chef right there in your kitchen.
Yes.
Because you are still the head chef,
right?
You hold the vision for the entire restaurant. But your AI sous chef is constantly looking at the inventory and saying, like, based on the ingredients we have today and the fact that it's raining outside, I predict a heavy demand for comfort food.
Right. It's anticipating.
Yeah. And it says, I suggest we pair this fish with a rich citrus sauce, and I've already prepped the base ingredients so you can just focus on the final plating so you aren't being replaced at all. You are collaborating.
I love that analogy. And honestly, viewing your career through that specific lens, it changes everything. It shifts your entire posture from fear to strategy.
Because you're the chef.
Exactly. If you walk into your first job viewing all digital tools as dishwashers, like, as pure replacements for human effort, you're going to be constantly looking over your shoulder, just terrified of being automated out of a paycheck.
Which is an exhausting way to work.
It really is.
Yeah.
But when you recognize the rise of the AI sous chef, your expectations fundamentally shift. The goal is no longer competing with machines to see who can process data faster.
Right. You'll lose that game anyway.
Every time. The goal becomes learning how to direct that intelligence system, how to ask it the right questions, and what to actually do with the insights it hands you.
Which really brings us to the broader implications for the trajectory of our lives, right? Because we have to talk about the evolution of careers here.
Yeah.
The very concept of a job just isn't a static, immovable thing anymore.
No, not at all. The idea of a static job is entirely a relic of the past. Roles are constantly morphing as industries figure out new ways to integrate these digital tools.
Yeah.
We are rapidly moving away from that 20th century model where you learned one specific trade, memorized a sequence of daily tasks, executed them for 40 years, and then just retired.
Right. That world is gone.
It is. So understanding that technology is an active agent of change in industry demands is critical for you right now. It improves your overall employability, your adaptability, and honestly, it deeply impacts your future confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you know the terrain is shifting, you aren't caught off guard when your specific job title suddenly requires a whole new set of digital competencies.
But wait, I have to push back a little here. If technology and evolving industries are changing job roles this incredibly fast, isn't traditional career planning almost impossible for our listeners? Like, how can you ask someone to make a 5-year plan if an AI update next Tuesday could fundamentally alter how their entire department operates?
That is a very fair point, and it is impossible if you define career planning the old way.
Okay, so what's the new way?
Well, plotting a rigid step-by-step path, like saying, I will be a junior analyst for exactly 2 years doing these 10 tasks, mm-hmm. and then I will be promoted to senior analyst doing these 15 tasks, that model is completely broken.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The plan is no longer about picking a destination and just marching blindly toward it.
Yeah.
The plan is about building a highly adaptable vehicle.
Ooh, an adaptable vehicle.
Yeah, you are building a portfolio of skills. If your entire career strategy is anchored in your ability to learn new digital tools and continuously integrate them into whatever workflow you are handed, then volatility stops being a threat.
It actually becomes an advantage.
It becomes your biggest advantage. When a whole industry shifts overnight, the people who planned for continuous development are the ones who step into leadership roles to actually guide the transition.
Okay, but if the old tracks are disappearing, we really need to talk about what actually holds its value in this new landscape.
Yeah, no.
Because if the dishwasher is doing the scrubbing and the AI sous chef is doing all the heavy cognitive lifting and data prep, what is left for the human? What skills actually matter to an employer in an AI-augmented world?
To understand this, we really need to look at the underlying economics of how this technology works. One of the foundational concepts in the material we are exploring, which is particularly detailed in books like Prediction Machines, is the idea that AI fundamentally lowers the cost of prediction.
The cost of prediction.
Yes. It makes analyzing data and predicting the next logical step incredibly cheap and incredibly fast. And in economics, when the cost of one thing drops, the value of its complement, the thing that works alongside it, skyrockets.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Yeah.
So if AI is the prediction engine, what is the human complement?
Human judgment.
Judgment, okay.
Yeah, while the technology handles the predictable rule-based and analytical heavy lifting, human-centered skills are trading at a massive premium. To thrive, you need to relentlessly develop your creativity and your critical thinking right alongside your basic digital literacy.
So it's kind of ironic, right? To survive the rise of the machines, we actually need to become more human.
That's exactly it.
But I hear the words creativity and critical thinking thrown around constantly, and sometimes it can feel a bit hollow, like a corporate buzzword. Let's replace the buzzwords with a mechanical understanding here. How do creativity and critical thinking actually function as a protective moat around your long-term employability?
Okay, let's use the analogy of a highly advanced GPS navigation system versus the human driver.
Okay, I'm with you.
AI is fundamentally predictive. It looks at vast, vast amounts of historical data like past traffic patterns, road closures, speed limits, and it predicts the absolute fastest route from point A to point B. It basically remixes the past to optimize the present.
Right. That's the GPS.
That is the GPS. But the human driver provides the context.
Yeah.
True human creativity is the driver realizing that, well, while the highway is mathematically faster, the passenger in the backseat is incredibly stressed out today.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And taking a slightly longer scenic route by the ocean will actually result in a better overall experience. AI optimizes for a stated metric, humans' context shift. We break the rules when necessary, we understand subtle emotional nuances, and we connect completely disparate ideas.
Right. And where does critical thinking fit into that car ride?
Critical thinking is you, the driver, looking out the windshield and realizing the GPS is trying to direct you into a literal lake.
Because it hasn't updated its map.
Exactly. It doesn't know the road is newly flooded. Just because an AI generates a report rapidly or drafts a marketing strategy that sounds highly confident does not mean it is accurate, ethical, or aligned with the messy reality of the real world.
So critical thinking is kind of the friction.
It is the friction. It is the ability to look at the machine's output and ask, is this actually true? Does this make sense in our current cultural climate? Businesses cannot survive on autopilot. They desperately need that human judgment at the steering wheel to validate the machine's predictions.
I hear that, but honestly, it sounds a bit utopian. Show me where this is actually working right now without mass layoffs. Because historically, when a company integrates a technology that makes operations massively more efficient, that efficiency is usually followed by a severe reduction in headcount. What does this look like when the rubber meets the road?
That's a great point. Let's look at the customer service case study provided in the lesson materials, because it is a perfect blueprint for how this is playing out in reality right now.
Okay, let's get into it.
So we have a massive customer service organization that was dealing with crippling bottlenecks. Call wait times were astronomical. People were frustrated. So they integrated AI-assisted systems to handle the volume.
So the AI stepped in as like the first line of defense.
Yes. The AI took over the entirely predictable rule-based queries. Things like, where is my order? Or how do I reset my password? Or what is your return policy?
Right. The stuff you don't really need a human for anyway.
Exactly. The simple tasks were fully automated. Now, the fear-based expectation is that the company immediately fires half the call center.
Which is what everyone dreads.
Right. But instead, they leaned into AI augmentation. The outcome was a transition. The organization retrained its human employees for higher value, complex roles.
It sounds like a win-win on paper, but I mean, how does an employee actually pivot from doing predictable tasks to suddenly doing higher value problem solving? You can't just tell someone who has spent 3 years reading a script about password resets to suddenly become this empathetic, complex problem solver. That requires a totally different cognitive muscle.
You are entirely right. And that is the most challenging part of this entire digital transition. It requires a significant shift from both the employer and the employee.
Okay, how so?
For the organization, it meant investing heavy resources into retraining and upskilling pathways. They had to actually teach their staff how to use the new AI dashboards. But for the employee, and this is the crucial takeaway for you listening right now, it requires a radical willingness to let go of routine. Mm-hmm. We love routine.
Human beings love the comfort of a predictable task. It feels very safe. But the employee who thrives in that newly augmented call center is the one who says, I no longer need to be a walking encyclopedia of company policies. The AI has that covered. My job is now active listening.
Right.
My job is de-escalating a frustrated client who received a broken product on their wedding day and using my judgment to authorize a unique replacement solution that isn't in the standard rulebook.
Oh, that's a complete mindset shift.
Completely. It's moving from executing a task to managing a human outcome.
But wait, that customer service case study assumes the AI gets the password reset or the policy retrieval perfectly right.
True.
What happens when the AI sous chef suggests an ingredient pairing that completely ruins the meal? Or worse, what happens when an AI generates a financial projection that is fundamentally flawed and you just blindly pass it up the chain to your boss? If I'm the one plating the dish, who gets fired when the customer gets sick?
You do.
Yeah, you do. And this brings us directly to the concept of safe and responsible AI augmentation. This is perhaps the most vital aspect of working alongside intelligent machines. The technology is designed to augment our capabilities, to speed up our processes, but it does not absorb our accountability.
But the temptation to just let the machine drive is huge. I mean, if you're exhausted on a Friday afternoon and the AI drafts a highly articulate, very confident-sounding email responding to a tricky client, your brain just wants to hit send and go home.
Oh, absolutely. That phenomenon is exactly what experts call automation bias.
Automation bias.
Yes. It is the psychological tendency to overtrust automated systems and disregard your own judgment. And the reason we do it is simple human brains are wired to conserve energy. We love cognitive ease.
We really do.
When a highly advanced machine spits out a clean, formatted, authoritative-sounding answer, your brain says, great, I don't have to think about this. But you have to remember, AI algorithms are prone to what we call hallucinations.
Right, making things up.
Exactly. They will confidently invent facts, cite fake sources, or misinterpret data simply because they are mathematically predicting the next most likely word, not fact-checking against reality.
So if AI is supporting our decision-making and communication, where does the human's responsibility actually begin and end? How do you ensure you aren't just rubber-stamping the AI's choices?
You have to manufacture your own cognitive friction. Your responsibility as a professional begins the exact millisecond the AI provides its output.
Okay.
You use the AI to generate a baseline, to synthesize a massive document, or to brainstorm 10 possible solutions. But then you must engage your critical thinking. You verify the data. You apply your ethical compass. You have to ask yourself, if this goes entirely wrong, can I defend the logic behind this decision? You cannot outsource leadership, and you absolutely cannot outsource ethics to an algorithm.
Wow. So if I'm a learner staring at a blank screen right now, knowing I need to build this adaptable vehicle, knowing I need to cultivate critical thinking to avoid automation bias,
Right.
how do I actually start? Like,
Yeah.
how do you take these massive abstract concepts and turn them into a practical Tuesday afternoon habit?
The best way to demystify the future is to break it down into manageable components. And the lesson provides a fantastic actionable activity for this, and I highly recommend you take 15 minutes to try it today. Pick one specific profession. It could be the degree you're pursuing right now or the entry-level job you currently hold.
Okay, let's walk through it together. Let's take an entry-level marketing coordinator.
Perfect example. Take that specific role and break it down into four distinct analytical steps. Step one, identify the tasks within that job that are highly likely to be automated.
Well, for a marketing coordinator, that is probably pulling weekly engagement metrics from 5 different social platforms, formatting them into a spreadsheet, and scheduling pre-written posts.
Exactly, the repetitive rule-based data movement. So step two, identify the skills that become significantly more valuable once those tasks are gone. If the AI is pulling all the metrics instantly, the valuable human skill becomes data storytelling. It's the ability to look at those numbers and tell the creative director, hey, our audience is exhausted by promotional content. We need to pivot to educational videos.
Okay, so what's step three?
Step three is identifying future opportunities. What entirely new things could this marketing coordinator do with the 10 hours a week they just got back from the AI?
Oh, well, maybe they can now run highly personalized, micro-targeted campaigns that were previously just way too time-consuming to manage.
Exactly. You're expanding the role. And finally, step four, determine the career adaptation strategies. What does this person need to start learning right this second to be ready for step three?
Which perfectly leads into the digital tools available for that continuous learning.
Yeah.
The resources point to platforms like LinkedIn Learning, Coursera, and Google Career Certificates. But I want to use an analogy here because it can be incredibly overwhelming for a learner.
It really can.
I look at continuous learning as being like future-proofing your career the same way you'd weatherproof a house. You know a massive storm of technological change is coming, so you have to prepare the structure. But if you're a young professional standing in this house looking at hundreds of different courses and specialized certificates, which room do you weatherproof first?
I really love that visualization because if you are weatherproofing a house, you do not start by painting the guest bathroom. You start by ensuring the foundation is solid and the roof doesn't leak. In the context of your career, the foundation is your basic digital literacy and a conceptual understanding of AI. Before you go down a rabbit hole trying to learn complex coding languages or highly specialized software, make sure you understand the broad strokes.
Keep it simple first.
Right. Take a foundational course on Coursera about how generative AI actually works. Spend 20 minutes on LinkedIn Learning understanding effective prompt engineering. Once that foundational AI literacy is solid, then you can walk into the specific rooms of your career.
Right, the specializations.
Exactly. Taking specialized certificates that apply those digital tools directly to your chosen industry, whether that is healthcare administration, financial analysis, or graphic design, build the base, then specialize.
That makes it so much more approachable. You don't have to boil the ocean. You just have to lay the first brick. We've covered a vast amount of ground today. From untangling the mechanics of AI versus automation, to exploring the economic value of human judgment, the realities of retraining, and the vital importance of responsible use. But bringing all this together requires a fundamental internal shift.
It absolutely does. And the lesson provides a powerful final reflection prompt for you to mull over as you close out this module. Ask yourself, how can I prepare myself for career opportunities created by AI and automation?
Such a good question.
And I want you to pay close attention to the phrasing of that question. It does not ask how you can survive the threat of technology. It asks how you can prepare for the opportunities. Because ultimately, actively building your career adaptability is the greatest form of resilience.
Yep.
It transforms a landscape of potential disruption into a landscape of incredible potential. When you choose to embrace continuous learning, you are no longer a passive victim reacting to the future of work. You become an active participant in shaping your own place within it.
We want to encourage you to stay curious, stay deeply responsible with how you use these tools, and above all, stay future ready. Make sure you take the time to review the end of module study guide and actually sit down and complete the workbook activities we just discussed. They are the essential bridge between passively listening to this deep dive and actively applying it to your own life.
Highly recommend doing that.
We also want to acknowledge the foundational academic references that support this module, specifically the books, The Future of Work, Production Machines, and The Second Machine Age. If you want to understand the deep economic and technological currents driving everything we talked about today, those are fantastic places to start. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me. This was great.
Before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. Think back to our kitchen analogy. If you spend your entire life training to be the absolute best, fastest, most efficient dishwasher the world has ever seen, you are going to be terrified when the automated machine gets wheeled through the back door. But if you take the time right now, today, to learn how to be the chef, how to create, how to adapt, how to exercise judgment, and how to direct the tools at your disposal, then you'll realize the machine isn't there to replace you at all. It is just there to clean the plates so you can finally get to work cooking up something extraordinary. Have a great one.